RCT Pittsburgh, meaty and full of flavor since 1949.
For those of you concerned with your health and the new USDA organic product standards, WRCT Pittsburgh would like to inform you that all our DJs are genetically modified to bring you the best music.
Just before that announcement, you heard Tiffany Good with the tune Do You Love Me from the 1217 EP. Right now you're hearing Ian Ellison with the tune Flying In Here from Impossibilities. I'm DJ Firefly. This is Couch Dancing on WRCT Pittsburgh. You should be able to see the whole playlist online at WRCT.org.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays. The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Just before that announcement, you heard Motion Worker with STFU from the release Boombox. Before that, Caravan Palace with a tune called Reverse. Now you're listening to Wallace with Labyrinth from the recent release Red, Yellow, Black. I'm DJ Firefly. You should be able to see the whole playlist online at WRCT.org. You're listening to Couch Dancing.
We'll be right back.
You're currently listening to Not So Kay with the title track to the release A World Without. Before this, we heard Wallace with Labyrinth from Red, Yellow, Black. Coming up next, I'll have Tiga and Hudson Mohawk with the tune TR Smooth from the new release Le Ecstasy. I'm DJ Firefly. You're listening to Couch Dancing on WRCT Pittsburgh. You can see the whole playlist online at WRCT.org.
This is McGruff the Crime Dog, and I need you to help me take a bite out of crime. Counterfeit products are popping up everywhere. If you think buying them is harmless, think again. Counterfeits are usually made with hazardous and even lethal ingredients that could harm you and others. And the money you paid, it goes right into the hands of criminals. Remember, if you don't know where the products came from, how could you know where the money goes? You're smart. Buy smart. Go for real. Learn more at McGruffPSA.org. This message is brought to you by the United States Patent and Trademark Office and the National Crime Prevention Council.
Just before that announcement, you heard Tiga and Hudson Mohawk with the tune TR Smooth from La Ecstasy. John Tejada right now with Fight or Flight featuring March Adstrom. This is from the Resound. I'm DJ Firefly. You're listening to Couch Dancing on WRCT Pittsburgh.
Thank you. something. When we're starting to talk that, it's not material. It's not here. It's a shared idea. So now it's a shared idea. And so you say, like you said just now, that energy, it has no name, no space, no form.
Currently listening to Andrew McCary with the tune Blind Energy. Before this, Nalepa with the tune Passion Fruit Tunnel from the new release The Flowers. The Glitz before that with Treat Yourself Badly. We also had Jennifer Vanilla in that set with Take Me for a Ride, the Jerry Paper remix. That's about it for me for today. You've been listening to Couch Dancing on WRCT Pittsburgh. Feel free to check out my website at djfirefly.com.
WRCT Pittsburgh, the last bastion of pulchritude.
I think it's important to judge elected officials by what did they accomplish as compared to the promises that they made. That's important. And one of the ways we're evaluating Joe Biden, and we have been doing, is here are the things Joe Biden said he would or wouldn't do. How do his actions relate to the promises that were made? Great. A second part of this, given that one of the people running for Joe Biden's job is Donald Trump, who was president already, and made a number of predictions about what Biden would do during one term, is to say, hey, let's look at some of the predictions Trump made and see if Biden actually did any of those things. Some of these are genuinely hilarious, but I want to just take a brief tour through the predictions that Trump made about what Biden would do. Remember stuff like this that Trump said with a straight face and the MAGA Trumpists believed?
There'll be no heating in the winter, no air conditioning in the summer, and no electricity, whatever the hell you want it. Right now, you have it made. You're so lucky. You are so lucky I'm your president.
Well, I will tell you, I still have heating in the winter, I still have cooling in the summer, and I still have electricity whenever I want it. Another one of these completely failed predictions. What about this one from Donald Trump about what life in the United States would be like under a President Joe Biden? Very dark.
And you'll have no school, no graduations, no weddings, no Thanksgiving, no Christmas, no 4th of July. No future. Other than that, he's doing a fantastic job. Biden wants to keep everyone locked up, even young Americans who are extremely low risk, like we talked about. He wants to steal the dreams and the future of our young people, you know.
Now, Joe Biden, in terms of stealing the dreams of our young people, has actually done by dollar amount more student loan forgiveness than any president in the history of the United States. But actually, Biden was instrumental in reopening schools. We had graduations. Biden spoke at some of them. There are weddings. We had Thanksgiving. The turkey was dry, but we had it. No, I'm kidding. The turkey was great. As far as I know, Christmas is still going on. 4th of July. Promise after promise after promise that Trump made with a straight face, none of which happened.
because they will destroy this country. Our country will go into a depression, the likes of which we have not seen since 1929, and maybe worse. So keep backing them, but you know it's wrong, and I really do believe it's only habit. That's the only reason you can be doing it. Under my continued leadership.
What about that? What about that reality? We have some of the lowest unemployment sustained that we've had in 50 years. Inflation is down to 3.2%. Stock market doing well. Wages are up. GDP is up. This was the prediction Trump made. We should judge his ability to predict what's going to happen politically based on whether it actually happened. And here is another. I could do this all day. By the way, I'm not even going to do. You're going to have to flush your toilet 10 to 15 times if Biden's president, because he's going to put in all low flow. As we know, people are not having to flush toilets 10 to 15 times. Here's one more.
Fox, you know, Fox now puts on more Democrats just about than they do Republicans. They have certainly changed a lot. Fox has changed a lot. They're probably turning off right now as I speak, but I don't care. I tell the truth. It's ridiculous. One of the biggest differences between this year and 4 years ago is Fox. Fox is like from a different planet, and too bad. And you know what's going to happen? If we don't win, they're going to go down the tubes along with every other media outlet. They'll all be bust. They'll all be gone. I can tell you that. Nobody's going to want to cover Sleepy Joe. We'll end.